The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
It snowed. Winter's here, my friends. Yeah, we're from Michigan. We take pride in this. It makes us strong. God loves us. Hey, we've got some guests here that are checking out Hope here in Michigan, and we want to welcome you to Hope College. We're so excited that you're here. There's lots of wonderful places to go to school. And don't just choose a brand. Don't just choose a curriculum. You choose a people. We'd like you to choose the people of Hope. We're so glad that you're here. And I'm also so glad to introduce my good friend, Dr. Andy McCoy. He is a professor and director for the Center for Studies in Ministry. And he's part of our series, Asking Some Questions and Seeking Some Brave Answers. Would you please welcome Dr. Andy McCoy?
Thank you, brother. Friends, so good to be with you on this chilly day. I've got a question for you this morning. I don't know if you're like me, but do you ever struggle with doubt? Okay? Do you ever struggle with doubt in faith? I think that there are at least two ways we struggle with doubt in faith. First, we may doubt who God has revealed to be in Jesus Christ, and that this God has called us in faith. And second, we may know that God is calling us, but we may doubt that we will be able to truly follow that call, to truly follow Jesus. We may be struggling to believe that we can have the courage and the commitment to truly be a people who are faithful. With this in mind, I want to read with you this morning a story to encourage us in our faith. It's a story many of you know well, and it comes from the book of Acts, which we've been studying this semester in chapel. It's the story of how a man named Saul comes to faith in the Lord Jesus. I'll begin in Acts chapter 9. So Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he was going along and approaching Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" He asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight, and he neither ate nor drank. Now I'm going to stop us here because I want to highlight something to you about this story. It would be very hard for Ananias to go. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop us here right now because I want to talk to you first about Paul. And how this could encourage us, this story, in our faith. I think we should draw great encouragement from the story of Saul. It's an amazing story. The guy who's out to imprison and kill all the followers of Jesus gets struck blind. But God doesn't strike him to strike him down. Instead, Jesus is trying to get Saul's attention. Why? Because he's chosen this Saul to be his disciple. And he's chosen this Saul to stand amongst the original 12 disciples, who are not just disciples, but apostles. And he's not just going to be an apostle, he's going to be the apostle to the Gentiles, to everyone who is not already part of Israel. He's going to be on par with Peter. He's going to write many of the books of the New Testament. And he's going to be a real reason why any of us sitting here today know and worship the name of Christ. This Saul is going to become St. Paul. But Paul, is not who I want to focus on today. We should be encouraged by this, but I want to talk about when we doubt that we can really follow God's call. And that's why I want to talk to you today about someone named Ananias and how God uses him, even though he doubts, to help bring Saul to faith. So I'm going to continue from verse 10. Now there was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered him, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, Get up and go to the street called Straight. And at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. At this moment, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who invoke your name. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is an instrument who I have chosen to bring my name before Gentiles and kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name. So Ananias went and entered the house. Now here's my question. Do we know how hard it would be for Ananias to enter this house? I think it's easy for us to miss this. We know the story, right? We know what happens to this Saul. We know what's behind that door. But Ananias doesn't. All Ananias knows is that this Saul has threatened to kill him, the likes of him, and not just him, but his family too. This Saul, friends, is not your Apostle Paul. This Saul is a murderer. Ananias knows it, and he is terrified. And yet, when God says to him to go, again, he goes. What does it mean that this disciple from Damascus goes in faith even when he doubts? I think three things. First, being afraid does not prevent us from overcoming doubt. We know very little about Ananias other than he is a follower who doubts. Now, we might imagine things about Ananias, that he's really brave, that they grow him big and strong there in Damascus. Maybe he likes to take risks. But that's not the picture we get here. The scriptures present us with an apparently reasonable person who is clearly struggling with what seems to be an unreasonable call from God. If we look at it from Ananias' perspective, we can understand his doubt and fear. Many of us, I think, know what it means to be afraid when Jesus calls us to follow him somewhere that seems impossible. Now, this may have been you before you came to Hope College. You may have said, God, how can you call me to Hope? You know my struggles. You know who I am. You know I can't succeed there. This might be you in relationship to church. God, you know how people at church have hurt me. You know how I've been treated by your church. God, how can you call me back there? And this may be you this morning with some road God is asking you to go down with your future. However we are struggling this morning, however we are struggling with God, Ananias shows us that our experience of doubt doesn't mean we've lost faith. When Ananias struggles with God's call, he doesn't pretend that there aren't questions. He doesn't pretend that he has no doubts. He does first what we see other prophets do in the Bible, what we see the psalmists do through their laments. Ananias deals with his doubts by bringing his fear and his concerns and his questions directly to God. Second, when we doubt God's call in our lives, we need to look at how God is already at work around us. We need to look at the details of what God is already doing. We all wish God would speak to us directly like Ananias. We all wish that God would give us a vision. But the truth is, even when God does this, Ananias still doubts. Ananias still doubts. And following God does not mean waiting for God to work in a way we like. It means we pay attention to how God is already speaking and acting in our lives and in our world. Have you ever had a friend tell you something like this? I'm gonna change everything about my life. God's told me to do this. I'm going to change my major. I'm going to quit my job. I got to break off my relationships with my friends. Now, if you told me this, my first question would not be, are you sure God is speaking to you? I'm a theologian, folks. I safely assume that God is speaking to us all the time through his Spirit. But my first question is going to be, how is God speaking to you? How is God speaking into your life? Tell me about how God is showing you about these changes. If you say to me, well, I just have a feeling that everything about my future should be different, I might suggest you go and pray that God will reveal details about the differences, which makes sense in light of how God is already working. Friends, that's exactly what God does with Ananias. His vision has details, right? Ananias knows to go to Straight Street. He knows what he has to do with Saul. And God shows him that Saul is part of the much bigger work of redemption that God is already making happen through Jesus. Now, you may say again, now that's good, but if God would reveal his will to me like he does to Ananias, then I could follow him too. I felt that way. But when we doubt God like this, this is when we need to ask how God is already revealing himself to us in his word. How is God already speaking to us through the body of Christ? How is the Spirit of Christ already at work in our lives? Ananias is only able to act on the vision God gives to him because he is already a follower of Jesus. God is already at work here. And doubt is always an opportunity for us to turn and take a real look at how Jesus is currently working in our lives and our world. Finally, our courage to overcome doubt and faith is never about who we are. It's about who God is. A number of you know that I'm from the great state of Texas. And folks, I can tell you, when God asks Ananias to step out in faith, he is not asking Ananias to cowboy up. The courage of Ananias to overcome his doubt doesn't come from Ananias. It comes from God. It comes from the Spirit of God at work in his life. It comes from how the Spirit is sharing the very person of Jesus with us every day. Even now, we may say something like this, I wish the Spirit would work like this in me. Friends, how do you know the Spirit of God is not already at work in your doubt? How do you know that God is not already at work through you, through his word and through his church? Matthew 7, 7 through 8 tells us, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. When Ananias came to that door at that house on Straight Street, don't you think he paused? Don't you think he wondered how he was going to be received by this Saul of Tarsus? In that moment of fear and doubt, it was not his courage that carried him through the door. It was our Lord Jesus, faith that he gives us through his Spirit. Hear with me again from Acts chapter 9. So Ananias went and he entered the house. He laid his hands on Saul and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus who appeared to you on your way here has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes and his sight was restored. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Go in peace today knowing that the God who restores sight is with us even when we walk in the darkness of doubt.